Eclipse by John Banville. Read by Bill Wallace. 1. At first, it was a form. Or not even that. A weight, an extra weight, a ballast. I felt it that first day out in the fields. It was as if someone had fallen silently into step beside me, or inside me, rather. Someone who was else, another, and yet familiar. I was accustomed to putting on personae, but this was different. I stopped, struck, stricken by that infernal cold I have come to know so well, that paradisal cold. Then a slight thickening in the air, a momentary occlusion of the light as if something had plummeted past the sun, a winged boy, perhaps, or falling angel. It was April. Bird and bush, silver glint of coming rain, vast sky, the glacial clouds in monumental progress. See me there, the haunted one, in my 50th year, assailed suddenly in the midst of the world. I was frightened, as well I might be. I imagined such sorrows, such exultations. I turned and looked back at the house and saw what I took to be my wife standing at the window of what was once my mother's room. The figure was motionless, gazing steadily in my direction, but not directly at me. What did she see? What was it she was seeing? I felt diminished briefly and incidental in that gaze, dealt as it were a glancing blow, or blown a derisive kiss. Day reflecting on the glass made the image in the window shimmer and slip.